This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hitting the high spots. Yes, you have done that. No filters. Well, there are a couple of filters here and there. Not a lot of them, though. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to us, we're pretty much on our game. Happy to be here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off for a couple of days, getting loopy in wine country, right?
Yeah, that's where we've tracked her down to.
She's a schmal. Let's call him a schmalier, schmimelier.
No, there's no schma. It's a sommelier.
That too. So she and her dad go around and do wine tasting. He does a lot more of it than she does. Or he's a lot more thorough with his exam, let's put it that way. Anyway, thinking about what we have going on here, hoping that you're in great shape and you're beating all of the things that will bring you down. We'll try to bring you up a little bit, although I'm not sure this does it. The folks in Australia are very concerned about what's going on with COVID, as we all are. But they have warned citizens, if you have business in India, if you go to India, when you come back to Australia, we will put you in jail. Because they don't want to have, and it's pretty, you know, pretty tough stuff, but that's the Prime Minister yesterday apparently had seen a number of indicators, like a sevenfold increase in the percentage of people traveling from India coming to Australia that have tested positive for the virus. So the Prime Minister, a fellow named Scott Morrison, said this is about the health and well-being of our country. So if you feel compelled, if you have to go to India, you better stay there because you can't come back here. That's pretty drastic, but pretty...
Why would anyone want to go? They don't even have a hospital bed for you if you get sick. They don't have enough oxygen for the people who need it. Yeah. It is such a disaster right now.
Yep, sure is. No, don't go there. The TSA here announcing that it has extended through the 13th of September orders requiring people to wear masks in transportation settings. That would be at the airport, that would be on the plane, that would be on a bus, that would be on a train. This doesn't hurt anything. I don't know what it does at this point, but...
it's extending to, what was the date, September...
September 13th, yes. Yep.
So, okay, here's the thing that and this is what all of us, you know, in my group of friends talking about, you know, most of our gang commutes in and out of Manhattan. Well, if no one's office is opening up until September, which is pretty much what every company in Manhattan that we know of has said, including my husband's, but that's when everyone's going to need the 6-month booster. So how is that going to happen? People are going to start going back into the city, and then a week later they're going to need a booster? I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions, and this goes to
that's
any
been the case all along, Victoria. It's not just
I
now.
I know, but I think it's fine
along.
For the... Well, I guess my point is, though, I have no problem with the TSA saying, look, prepare to wear a mask at least until mid-September, and they're probably going to have to extend that when they realize September and October are going to be the months where most people are going to need a booster. Another shot.
Yeah, they're trying to do pills. How much blowback is there? We were talking earlier in the week about 12 to 15-year-olds getting vaccinated. Is that really necessary is the question, and I'm not sure that there's an answer to it.
That's supposed to get cleared by next week by the FDA. So kids 12 and older, they've been testing it. So, you know, I think if a lot of people say, and I think everyone's kind of in agreement, right, that we want kids back in school, and especially this fall, everybody, you know, they want everyone back in person. You know, the vaccine is the best and fastest, most efficient way to do that, especially for teachers who don't want to go back into the classroom. Which,
well,
I don't know why they're not all vaccinated themselves.
There are a lot of teachers' unions that are playing this up to the hilt, so get too excited about what they have to say. Governor DeSantis in Florida is suspending all restrictions that were put in place individually by counties and cities and stuff, so there are no restrictions there. I think the lady who's the mayor of South Dakota, the governor of South Dakota did the same thing there, if I'm not mistaken. I have to talk to Jennifer when Jennifer comes back about this woman who all of a sudden is getting a lot of attention, the governor of South Dakota, I forget what her name is.
Is it Kristi Noem?
Noem, that's it, right. She's everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. She's
making
a
hard play for, for running for president. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Your state of New Jersey allowing restaurants, theaters, and other businesses to open up in 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, the governor made a big announcement. Yeah, in 2 weeks it's going to be, a lot more stuff will be open. You know, we're a tourist state. We are, we've got an entire state length of beaches. So, yeah, and there is a lot of pressure. What's really kind of concerning, too, is that we still are considered to be a hot spot. We have a lot of people who are still sick with COVID. So, the new people who are getting COVID are not vaccinated. These are not breakthrough cases of people who have been vaccinated and now they're sick. These are people who refuse to get the vaccine, and they're the ones who are now ending up in the hospital. So I don't know what more do we have to say? Get the damn vaccine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go to Columbia, the protests down there are not about getting the vaccine, but about how irregularly the vaccine has been applied, the inequities, people dying, that kind of stuff, because they're fighting. Columbia's a pretty poor country, even though we all think of it as a drug haven. A lot of people are very rich. You talk about the people coming to this country or folks here who are using it for political advantage, keep talking about the difference between the rich and the poor. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. You got nothing going on. There's no comparison to what's going on in Colombia. I hear these stories all the time from people that I know down there. The abject poverty in Colombia is something. It was like India. The places where the virus is still a problem is a place where in countries or circumstances in various countries where the poor live, as they don't have access.
Well, because they live on top of each other, too. That's how the virus started in Manhattan and in L.A. and major cities, especially Manhattan, where everybody lives on top of each other. We know how quickly and easily this virus spreads. And then when you add in no protection, there's no PPE, there's no barrier in places like India and Colombia. And I mean, even look at Brazil. One out of every three deaths this year is from COVID in Brazil, and only less than 10% of the population has been vaccinated. I forget that president of Brazil. What's his name? Is it Bolsonaro? Is that the guy? He's been a train wreck. He didn't want the vaccine, and he's a mess. But you look at these poverty-stricken countries.
The hand sanitizer thing is something I feel very strongly about as a recall of 11 different products, but I don't think you should be using it in the first place. There's no reason to use it. Wash your hands with hot water and soap and forget about all these sanitizers. They essentially are really bad for you, and if you continue to use them, it will have a negative impact on your gut, on your immune system. So generally speaking, if you're, I know that there's a warning out for a number of different products that basically all came out of the same factory. But why? Just don't use it. You don't need to.
Wash your hands. Oh, I just had this conversation with my mom about my father, who was never a hand sanitizer, wipe person at all. He would just wash his hands, and the pandemic made everybody, it turned everybody into this, into these, everything's hand sanitizer. I don't like it.
Never.
I had to use it going into the mega site to get my vaccine because they make everybody do it. But I wasn't going to make a stink about it. But other than that, no, I do not like any of this stuff. The danger of this recall, it's 11 different products that were sold at Ulta stores, which, ladies, we all know Ulta for all the makeup and skincare stuff, TJ Maxx and Marshall's. The problem is that, as you wind through the TJ Maxx and Marshall's line, all this hand sanitizer stuff is lined
all
up
over
in,
the
like,
place.
So you have to run the gamut of hand sanitizer to get to the register, and that's when people pick it up. I've seen this constantly.
Well, it's a big profit center because it costs nothing to make it. So right. They charge you. They overcharge you for it. Doesn't cost anything to make. And it
and
really essentially is
right
not good for
you.
End.
It's bad. Horrible for you. And in this case, it's because it contains methanol, which is wood alcohol, and all this stuff. And there have been so many recalls throughout the pandemic of different types of hand sanitizer. This is the spray kind. So if you bought any type of spray hand sanitizer from a TJ Maxx or any of the stores, Home Goods, it's all in that same parent company, I would toss it immediately. Don't even bother using it. It's not worth it.
I bring it back and get your money back. That's what I do.
Yes,
I don't want to give it. So one other item here. Maria Menounos' mother died of COVID.
This was very sad.
Talking about
she had a brain tumor.
Yeah. Well, both of them did. The daughter and the mother had a brain tumor. Remember?
Yeah.
When Maria had
Maria's,
it?
Yep, Maria's was benign.
She overcame it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but her mom had a very aggressive type of brain cancer. So, it's sad. I love Maria. She used to be a regular on our show on Sirius.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah. She's absolutely stunningly gorgeous in person. She's just a really great person.
She's a clean kind of. I sat next to her on the plane coming back from L.A. once. We had a nice conversation. I didn't know who she was. So frankly, and just she was wearing sunglasses, but we got off onto talking about some stuff, and she was very nice.
She's a Bostonian.
Yep, she is. That's why she was on the plane. All right, 17 after the hour. Don't forget about what's trending and how you get it through the download, the DJV download every day. We have a couple of them that you probably would get a kick out of. No more Dodger dogs at Dodger Stadium? No. Wowie zowie. So that's one of the things in the recent DJV download. Also, the passing of actress Olympia Dukakis. And then we talk on the download that's up today about Josh Duggar. Is it Duggar? It is Duggar, right? I always
Duggar,
ask that question.
Yeah.
What a jerk he is. Morgan Wallen and what's happened to him at the Billboard Music Awards. That's there. And the J-Lo and Ben Affleck friendship that's trending. You can catch that. And other download episodes of what's going on here on the DJV program every single day, DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, boys and girls.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Silver. Power has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Time and every hour for what's going on with social media, the trending items. This is yummy, yummy, yummy. Not so good for your tummy, though. White Castle. They don't have them up north, but they're all over the place in the south. And I think south, mid-south.
There's some in Jersey.
Are they really?
In Ohio.
Yeah. There's one in Brooklyn, too, I think, in New York. Yeah.
White
Long
Castle.
Island.
They always represented the cheapest, awful, you know, supposed to be really what you get in a hamburger or a White Castle. You're not sure where it came from. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it has now changed. I think they've cleaned up their act, haven't they? And now they're opening new ones here and there. What's this latest development that's trending?
I feel like there's a resurgence of White Castle when Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, that film came out. It was like everybody was like, oh, wait, White Castle, what? There's a grand opening in Orlando. It is the biggest White Castle. There is the largest freestanding White Castle. And it brought so many people out that, I mean, the line was over an over 4 miles, or no,
wow.
Over a mile, and people had to wait over 4 hours. And
wow, for
some people
White
actually
Castle
got up.
Hamburger?
Yeah, some people actually got up in the middle of the night to go get in line just to be one of the first few, like starting at
good
3 a.m.
God. What else do they have? Besides, do they have other things on the menu? I've never been to a White Castle, so
I've
I don't know what.
I've never been to one either. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. From the movie Harold and Kumar, I know they have those little cheeseburgers and fries.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else,
right,
though.
The fries are supposed to be very good. I've not ever had any, but I hear from friends of mine who have gone there and had a nice time. Anyway, next up, Caitlyn Jenner is in the focus. Good or bad? What's going on?
Well, one of her stances as she runs for governor is that trans girls should not be competing in girls' sports. And there is a doctor, Dr. Veronica Ivy, who is saying the polar opposite, says that those claims are unfounded and unjust. There's no evidence trans girls perform better in sports than cisgender girls. And Dr. Ivy was biologically born a boy, and she has competed in women's sports. She was a competitive cyclist, and she placed first at the UCI Women's Masters Track World Championship for the women's 35 to 44 age bracket.
I saw the story of a Russian weightlifter, a muscle man, who had like 23-inch arms. He was huge, and he said he wanted to be a woman. So he had the operation and now competes on the the women's front and is so huge still that none of the women are getting ticked off that, you know, this was allowed. And I could see where that would happen in some circumstances, just because they have a sex change operation. Whatever estrogen they put in your body isn't going to necessarily wipe out all of the testosterone that's there, right? Does that make sense?
I disagree. Well, I disagree with that because in high school, in, like we used to scrimmage the boys' teams in sports all the time. Sometimes we won, sometimes they won. Yeah. And there's been some other young ladies who they wanted to say they want to play football. Well, there's not a girls' football team, so they were allowed to try out for the boys' team, and they made the team.
Nothing wrong with that.
And some people have... Some people have brought up wrestling. Well, what about wrestling? Well, you wrestle for your weight class anyway, so what does that matter?
Well, if you watch the foolishness on TV, every once in a while the women come up and beat out the men.
Right, but this is a trans, this is just basically anti-trans, because everything that Jay just said is the exact same argument that trans people are making and parents are making who have trans kids who want to play sports. It's the same thing. If your daughter is good enough to be the quarterback on the football team, well, no one's going to say anything against that. So it's the same thing, but it's just the fact that it's trans, and there's so much anti-trans out there right now. There's so much sentiment of that, which I don't understand, because they don't understand it. They don't understand the science. They don't understand the emotional aspect of it. It's just, it's really a bummer for kids who are already having a hard enough time.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
And to have somebody in the trans community saying this is kind of damaging.
All right, well, there it is. Food for thought. Lots of comments. Help yourself at DJV Show. All our social media there. 28 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's best to get your dog or cat used to bath time when they're young. However, older dogs can become adjusted to the bathing experience also. Of course, don't just toss your dog or cat into the water and expect them to enjoy it. Take the time to gradually adjust them to the experience. First, decide which sink or tub you're going to use. Then, this is really important, place a non-skid rubber mat on the bottom. The first few times, just put the dog or cat in the tub or in the sink with a treat, no water at all. After they're comfortable in there for a couple of minutes eating their treat, the next day, put in maybe a half inch of water, warm water that is, and gradually increase the water while you're massaging the dog a little bit every single time. Also, with the spray attachment, very often the dog or cat is fine in the tub or the sink, but when you use that spray attachment, it freaks them out. It's not a bad idea to get them used to that spray attachment. Maybe spray it just before you give them a treat, or spray it before you give them food, so they have a positive association. Let's face it, your dog and cats want to be clean too. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower, built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff, because lawns aren't just for mowing. They're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the T-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. J is the J because the other J is finked out on us. Ever heard that expression before, finked out?
No.
Yeah, that was a popular, that we used to use in school on Thursday when it was Queers Day. If you wore yellow on Thursday, it was you were considered queer.
That's something that's not happening in schools anymore.
No, it isn't. But it's very interesting. I participated last Saturday night in a trivia contest with a bunch of my friends here in town to support a group called Out Metro West, which is a group of women and men who have declared themselves, and the children as they come along that are declaring themselves as well. It was a good exercise for me because I wasn't familiar with the group, A, a lot of my political friends wanted me to participate, and B, because I saw a lot of things going on that I felt that I needed to educate myself on. You know, we were talking about that earlier with regard to the athletes and what they encounter when they change their gender or whatever it is, and some of the fear that is based or built around people because they just don't know. You know, I don't have anything to do with him. He's a gay, or, you know, or whatever the stuff is. But the point I'm making after having made the silly comment I just made was these kids in high school call themselves queer. They refer to themselves as queer kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids, yeah. They choose that, yeah.
Yeah, they choose it. And it just seemed strange to me, but it was a good educational experience. And the team that I was on had, let's see here, the two state reps and the fellow who's my friend running for mayor. And who was the other one? Oh, the I don't remember, chairman of school committee. So, and I said to Maria, who's the state rep, I'm the only non-politician here. And she said to me, you're a politician. Which, you know, I get involved in local politics.
You're an unelected official.
Yes, I am. I'm sort of that one of those people. And I talk a lot about it with my friends. I actually think about it a lot. This is another thing that is very good and very healthy for you to pursue, as long as we're talking about things that are kind of healthy. The business of talking to yourself. You ever find, I remember when my, I guess it came back up when I listened to Miles. Miles has great stories that he tells to himself as he's building toys and things in his room. He's always talking. He's got a story that goes with him. And I remember as a kid, I was always talking to myself. And as an adult, I have often talked to myself. And I don't know whether people think that that's the same as self-talk. I don't think you have to outwardly talk to yourself to have to be self-talking. But I think a lot of times people think, why wouldn't you talk to yourselves? You know, it's you're maybe working through problems, and oftentimes it happens that you can talk your way through them pretty well. There are some interesting studies that show most cases that you're working on, if you're trying to talk to yourself, the decisions that you make are probably right if you've talked them through or thought them through to yourself. Any of you ladies do any talking to yourself?
I mean,
yeah. Usually when I'm, like, lost or something.
Lost, yeah, usually driving? In the car or singing. Like, I will sing things that I'm actually doing. Like,
oh, really?
When I'm cooking, I start kind of narrating what I'm doing through song.
Uh-huh. That's nothing wrong with that. That's good. And you know what? It makes you feel good. I was interested in the new poll that shows that we as Americans are pretty optimistic about the year ahead. The majority are, 64%, in fact, optimistic about the direction the country is going. Let's see, the last time the country came close to that level of optimism about the coming year was in December of 2006, when 61% said they were optimistic about where the country was going. Of course, there are, you know, a lot of Americans don't like the way the country's going, and that tends to be is sort of in a political consideration. A slim majority of Americans in the new survey think that Biden is compromising the right amount with congressional Republicans. See, I wish that that wasn't part of the conversation. Just talk about whether you're optimistic or not. It doesn't have to be about politics. It can be about everything. Are you optimistic that we're going to get through the pandemic? And are you optimistic that your, you know, finances are going to be better next year than they are this year, or that sort of thing? You know, everything does not have to be about politics, frankly. And even though most of the shows that are on the radio, talk radio, are about politics, that's not what I want to do here with everybody. Doesn't need it. Yeah, do we touch on it? Sure. It's important to have a working knowledge of what's going on, but there are so many other things going down. There was a massive child sex website that the police apparently have taken down. It was a global operation. You see this? There were three suspects that were accused of maintaining this site. I just, when I see these sorts of things, I wonder why. What is it about this stuff that makes, maybe that's my naivete. I don't get it. It's what it is, I don't know. I'm just going to get it. And I find it very distressful. There are a lot of these people around. And, you know, but sometimes they are confused by the simple-mindedness of thinking, well, you know, sex translation, if you have a transgender person around, are they, you know, doing strange things with people sexually? It's a whole lack of education thing that goes with it. And I go back to schools because the school systems have, in many circumstances, many places, outlawed the health education courses because there's sex ed included in it, and they don't want their kids to learn how to do it. That's basically the bottom line. If you can think that one through, get back to me and explain it to me, because I don't get it. But I know that we need our children coming along today are lacking so many things in their education. Civics, phys ed, things learning about the body, the biology of one's body, how you grow, how your body functions, all that stuff. Amazing. The naivete that youngsters have about that. And, you know, that goes into, you know, kids that are teenagers that have sex, they don't understand how they get, the girl gets pregnant. I only had sex with her once. You know, that kind of stuff. You've heard that, ladies. You must have heard a lot of that. Did you hear a lot of that when you were in high school? Did you have
no,
that?
No, sex ed was very much a part of our curriculum.
Really?
Yeah. So nobody had any. Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. Nobody had any misconceptions about how a misconception could happen.
A misconception.
We knew how it worked.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Well, you'd like to think people would learn that at home too, right? The birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above. All
I think
that
a
stuff.
Lot of parents would rather just not have that awkward conversation and just let the schools do it, and then schools aren't doing it, so then you've got
no.
a problem.
Not
well,
the school's
and it's
only
the conversation. It's not just the physicality of it, but the emotions tied to it and all of mm-hmm. the different effects and consequences. I think that parents should have the mental aspect of that conversation,
yes.
where schools are teaching the actual health, you know,
physiological,
yeah, the physical of it.
Right. All right. EPA in the focus. I hope they're not going to go back to the way it was with Obama. There was way too much EPA interference in a lot of things. But this is probably good, depending on what the science is behind it. There's long been this thing about gas that's used as coolants in refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, that sort of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? The hydrofluorocarbons that are in these greenhouse gases that come out of refrigerators and air conditioners, that sort of thing. So now they've changed this rule about 10 times in the last 15 or 20 years. I know because I had to buy the coolant for the coolers on the farm to keep the ice cream frozen and stuff. So we buy, and you don't really charge your air conditioning if you have a window unit, but you would charge your system if you have a household unit. There's a place to leaks and stuff, or the air conditioning in your car. And they're more prone to develop leaks than anything else. But they're phasing out a lot of these things that were pretty bad for the environment. But I don't know, they can't seem to come to an agreement as to what really doesn't hurt the environment. So they keep changing the rules, and people buy a lot of this stuff, and then it's outlawed, and they don't have anything to do with it. And, you know,
Well, this was actually signed under Trump. This is not a Biden thing, but this is something that Biden has said going back to, I think, 2016 or something, 2015, that this is something that was important. This is part of the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act. It's called AIM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the things that the new EPA under Biden, what they're focusing on is it's not just the phase out, which it's going to take 15 years, by the way. It's not just like an immediate thing. But they've been doing it
for 15 years already, too, Victoria. They've been changing things. They had different rules put in 15, 20 years ago. And now they're changing them again. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, this is the U.S. production and the use of the gases over the next 15 years. That's the 85% decrease is what they're looking at. But the manufacturing part, which is, you know, as we know, this is a big part of what Biden campaigned on, and, you know, manufacturing is a big thing for him. So the AIM Act also promotes technologies that capture and store carbon dioxide that's produced by these manufacturing plants and things like that. So it's really calling for innovation. And, you know, Elon Musk has been working on this for the last couple of years. Japan has technology that they've developed to actually capture carbon dioxide and remove it from the atmosphere. And so, I think we have to be more innovative. Elon Musk has said that. He said you are never going to have more people and a workforce that's larger or as nearly as large as China or India. He said, so you have to be smarter. If you're not going to have enough people, then you have to have better technology. And I agree with him. And I think he's kind of at the forefront of it with a lot of this stuff. The Tesla plant down in, I think there's one in California and one in, is it North Carolina? I thought he had one on the East Coast. But, those are all wind and solar powered. Yeah. And so, he's been putting his money where his mouth is. And, he's not just making
money.
Electric cars and then, using fossil fuels to build them.
So he's now the wealthiest man in the world, right? Is Bezos?
I think
it goes back
he
and
is.
Forth. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought
but
Bezos
his
still was.
His wealth rose about $13, $14 billion in a single day. The fact that he's worth about $200 billion now, which is 1.6 million times that of the average American family, just so you have the stats here. The difference between him and buying cheap apples and expensive apples probably doesn't mean too much for them. I always buy expensive apples, frankly, because I think they're much better. Anyway, if it's very interesting to put all of these things together. Let's say, just for the fun of it, that he went to Whole Foods. Organic Honeycrisp apples cost $3.99 a pound. And the other, that's like $6.4 million to the average. The average person pays $3.99 a pound who make an average salary. If you compare that to what Elon Musk is worth, or he makes, he'd be paying the equivalent of $6.4 million for a pound of Honeycrisp apples. Does that make any... I mean, think about it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Just interesting. A woman accused of drug possession and stalking pretended to be a prosecutor and dropped all the charges against her. Showed up. This is in Littleton, New Hampshire. Lisa Langdon allegedly used the court system electronically to file documents that would drop charges in the three separate cases against her. She falsified documents to waive filing fees in a lawsuit she filed to halt guardianship proceedings for her child. 48 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at Classic Radio Club.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Uri Geller is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we've celebrated National Paranormal Day. Oftentimes when I introduce Uri to the world or the people that are listening to my radio programs, I talk about him as being telepathic. But I think paranormalist is he's a mind melder. There's all kinds of words. But I like paranormalist. So Paranormal Day, fascination with people who don't know what's going on the other side. Do you think that's a complete definition, or do you think that's incomplete? What do you think of when you think of that word paranormal, Uri?
Doug, the paranormal encompasses lots of things to do with the human mind in telepathy, psychokinesis, ghosts, hauntings. They even sometimes bring in even UFOs and extraterrestrials, because nobody really knows what exactly paranormal means. Is it really? Is it normal? Is it not normal? But gosh, I've been in the paranormal field all my life, since the first day a spoon broke in my hand. Many a time I call myself a paranormalist. I love that name. And my museum has a lot to do with the paranormal. For instance, I'm just looking at an original poster from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which was written by Arthur C. Clarke. Arthur C. Clarke came to witness my powers, my paranormal abilities, and I bent his house key, and he had to break into his own home. This is a true story. A policeman actually stopped him from breaking the door down. Now I'm also looking at Darth Vader, the sculpture which I got from Dave Prowse, which sadly passed away 3 months ago. He was the actor that played in the suit. And, you know, Star Wars is already, it's sort of the journey into outer space. And I even have the original poster that George Lucas signed for me. And I'm looking at it now. It says, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, Star Wars, George Lucas signed. Yeah, I wish very soon you'll be able to come here and enjoy.
I'm coming. American just has started a flight from New York to Tel Aviv, which would be the best and smartest way for me to get there. And it'll be December. I can't come before December, but I'm coming in December. So
okay. Speaking about the paranormal, something very incredible happened a few months ago. Because, you know, whenever they write about the paranormal, it's always kind of with a skeptical shadow around
it. Yeah, that's right. And I don't believe that you can't prove it. It's it's what this program, our conversations are all about, that which you cannot prove, at least scientifically.
Well, believe it or not, you know, all the prestigious magazines around the world never write about the paranormal. And this time, National Geographic had a cover story. It's incredible. It says, reveal mysteries of the otherworldly, visit haunted places around the world, seek answers to the unknown. And the headline on the cover of National Geographic is Secrets of the Supernatural. And I get a full page picture, and it's very positive. There's not a word of negativity in the article.
Ernie,
my segment called
The world is accepting the reality of not being able to understand everything. It's time for people to stop thinking that the human being and the human mind is on the top of the food chain, because it isn't.
Absolutely true. And if you can imagine, if National Geographic comes out with a cover story, then we are advancing towards believing in the supernatural and the paranormal, simply because it exists. You can't deny it.
I don't know whether you've seen I think I may have told you about a TV show that's on in America that must be, it'll get there sooner or later, called Debris. It happens to star a very good friend of mine named Jonathan Tucker, but it's all about something that is unexplainable. I mean, really big time unexplainable, and it has to do with all kinds of paranormal stuff, and it's done very well. People are really curious. They're coming out, if you will, on this show when it comes to this sort of thing. So check it out. There is a museum that he talks about at his website, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. You can also find out about the book Learn to Douse, described. Dowsing is a very interesting pursuit. You can learn how to do it with Uri. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.